I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Redoso and Lincoln County. Military planes landed at the Sierra Blanca Regional Airport on Wednesday, and the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office received several phone calls from concerned citizens about it. That's when Sheriff Mike Wood began to investigate the matter, because he wasn't advised about it.
We do have a small tent city set up, a couple of C-130s. He said they're going to be bringing in a couple of smaller single propeller aircraft today. What I was told is by the major is that they are doing field maneuvers and some high altitude training exercises, refueling, that kind of thing. And again, I was not notified prior to this, so I went on out there like I owned it and went to asking questions. They apologized for not notifying me. Somebody would be letting me know so that I can let you know.
Congressional District 2 Republican Yvette Harrell of New Mexico has opposed the confirmation of Kanjani Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court. She cites concerns with the U.S. Appeals Court on the judge's history of allegedly siding with criminals. Harrell expressed that after looking into Jackson's record of decisions, she was concerned that the judge, who most recently was appointed to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit last year, showed sympathy for some of the justice system's worst offenders. And by the way, Harrell will hold a town hall tonight. That'll be at 6 p.m. Constituents can ask her questions and discuss new ways to serve the people of New Mexico. And you can chime in by dialing 1-877-229-8493 and then enter the PIN number 120681. For more on tonight's event and also information on the website, log on to Harrell's congressional website. In charge of the news for Redoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.